Central Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The White House says it cannot conclude at this time that China-based hackers carried out the massive cyber attack on a federal agency to collect data on millions of U.S. government employees. Spokesman Josh Earnest said Friday the FBI continues to investigate the security breach.
They are working actively to understand exactly the scope of this particular intrusion, but also to determine who is responsible and to make sure that we can take steps that are necessary to hold the individuals who are responsible for this incident.
Earlier, U.S. law enforcement officials said China-based hackers, possibly with links to China's government, were behind the attack. China's foreign ministry spokesman Hong Lei on Friday slammed the accusations as irresponsible. United Nations is urging all sides in the Ukraine conflict to fully respect the ceasefire agreement reached earlier this year. Ukraine's ambassador to the UN, Yuri Sergeyev, told the Security Council meeting Friday that Russia and Russia-backed separatists in eastern Ukraine were guilty of grave violations, as he put it, of the ceasefire agreement. Russian Ambassador Vitaly Churkin accused Ukrainian forces of regularly shelling cities and villages in rebel-controlled areas. The United Nations' top human rights official says he's deeply concerned that no action has been taken over allegations that African Union peacekeepers killed 11 people in the Central African Republic last year. Zeid Raad al-Hussein said Friday that a full and transparent investigation has not been conducted. Central African Republic was hit by sectarian violence more than a year ago when Christian militia was formed to combat the mostly Muslim rebels who had taken over the country. This is VOA News. United States is urging Rwanda not to make constitutional changes that would allow President Paul Kagame to run for a third term. In a statement on Friday to VOA's French to Africa service, State Department said the U.S. believes democracy is best advanced by developing, in their words, strong institutions, not strong men. Mr. Kagame has ruled Rwanda since the end of the 1994 genocide and has won two presidential elections in 2003 and in 2010. The annual World Economic Forum on Africa took place in Cape Town, South Africa this week. VOA's Anita Powell has our report.
For centuries, the African continent has been seen as an economic battlefield for its rich natural resources. But officials, investors, and business leaders have tried for 25 years to change that mindset at the annual World Economic Forum on Africa. Now the WEF is focused on another goal, making sure that Africa's economic growth impacts hundreds of millions of Africans who struggle to survive in chronic, grinding poverty. Elizabeth Littlefield is president and CEO of the Overseas Private Investment Corporation, a U.S. government organization that provides financing for private sector projects.
We're seeing more and more interest. One challenge that I'm quite interested in is how do we make sure that economic growth, which is so powerful in so much of the continent, benefits all of Africans, lifts up livelihoods, and improves lives.
Anita Powell, VOA News, Johannesburg.
Pakistani police officials says 8 of the 10 men convicted and jailed for an attack on Nobel Peace Prize winner Malala Yousafzai for her activism for female education have been freed. In April, Pakistani officials said the 10 men had been found guilty of the planning and execution of the attack on Malala and were sentenced to at least 25 years in prison. These were the first convictions in the 2012 attack on Malala, who was 14 years old when she was shot on her way home from school in the Swat Valley. She survived and was airlifted for treatment to Britain, where she now resides. Pakistani Taliban group claimed responsibility for the attack and said it would target Malala if again ever she were to return to Pakistan. A man in the U.S. state of Texas has been sentenced to almost 7 years in prison for planning to join the militant group Islamic State in Syria. 24-year-old Michael Todd Wolfe, who called himself Farouk, was sentenced Friday in a federal court in Texas for attempting to provide material support to a designated terrorist organization. Wolfe had arranged to meet with an FBI undercover employee who he believed would help him travel to Syria, where he planned to join the militants. Wolf pleaded guilty to the charges against him.
That's the latest world news from VOA.